We didn't have a full team, unfortunately, but we did bring a pretty solid team. We had 6 boys, 1 girl, and we went and wrestling, as many of us know, it's on the rebuild right now. So what I was most impressed with this weekend was the amount of kids that showed up. And being in Cranklowoc, which was really cool about it, they haven't had a tournament there in years. But what was awesome about it, when you go to POW, when you go to the island, you have the island show up. And they did. They show up in numbers. Metlakatla showed up, and really, they have like 20 kids on the team, which is unheard of. It's been so long. Craig has like 10 to 12. Kluwak has its own like 5. You have Heidelberg that brought like, I think like 6. You just have this huge turnout, and this for the very first meet, you have over 100 kids. Like, that is awesome for me to see. So when we go there, we still don't quite have enough for a tournament style. So what we do is we do round robins. So overall, it's just getting matches in. That's all we're doing. We're just getting match after match after match, because you learn the most out of doing matches.
So you're just getting experience.
Just getting experience. So overall, I would say Friday wasn't that great. It was like, you know, kind of ironing stuff out. You know, this is the first match of the season. We were looking a little dogged. But then Saturday, we turned it around. And then everything we've been working on for the preseason and the beginning of the season, we, you know, really honed that in. Because, you don't learn a whole lot in the first two weeks. You just kind of refine. And then Saturday, we definitely implemented, which is exactly what I wanted. So I would say Saturday was awesome. It's exactly what I wanted to see. Friday, you know, it was first matches.
So you saw a lot of growth on Saturday.
I saw a lot of growth, which is good to see in just one day.
What do you mean when you say wrestling's on the rebuild?
Traditionally, wrestling, not a lot of people really know it. It's not like, unless you know the sport, it's not very spectator friendly. But I would say that overall, with social media and kind of in general, girls wrestling in the U.S. is the fastest growing sport in the U.S. because girls are turning out, right? So that means that there's more kids coming into the room, which is what we want, which in turn gives us more fans, which, you know, and then boom, 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 mm-hmm. boom. So all of Southeast kind of has new coaches within the last 5 years, I would say, and then they are bringing their legacy through. You know, they're starting with their, Matt Rats, you know, little kids, and then moving into the middle school and into the high school. And you can now see the people that have been around for that past 5 years is kind of slowly bringing them up into the high school. And that's where these numbers are coming in, which is great. This is what we want for our sport. You know, we want people to turn out. We want people to understand the sport. We want to make it spectator friendly. And that's the goal. That's the goal. Also mental toughness.
And just to clarify, you said girls wrestling is the fastest growing sport. That's fascinating. And girls are wrestling. I believe you. Mm-hmm. And girls are wrestling boys.
No.
Okay. They're only wrestling each other.
Yeah. Prior, I don't know when the split was, but sometime between 2010 when I graduated and now, there was enough girl turnout that they just separated it completely, which I think, overall, it made it so that girls have an easier entry. Mm-hmm. Not to say that there's some girls I know that just whoop butt. I mean, they'll kick boys' butts and practice every single day. But I think it's the initial step into the room, knowing that you don't have to wrestle a boy right off the bat, mm-hmm. right? And then as soon as they get comfortable with the sport, then they're just like, yeah, well, I can beat them. You know, and that's what's really cool about it is that the girls turn out and they just like they work super hard. And I love it. And I love seeing the growth of the sport, in general overall. And it makes the boys tougher, too.
And you said that's the goal. And then you added and mental toughness. Tell me about the mental toughness part.
I mean, Petersburg has a massive alumni of wrestling families here, and their kids are coming up right now, and they can all. I would say that almost every kid that's gone through wrestling says and has gone through it like completely would say that the hard work and mental toughness that you gain from the sport just carries with you. So like when these kids, I mean, we have the hardest practices hands down in the state on any sport. I mean, nobody can deny that.
I remember watching the kids in wrestling mm-hmm. not being able to go up the stairs all season long when I was in high school.
And we're just pushing you to the limit because we're the only sport where I pit you against one other person. there's a certain mental toughness to it where you can easily just be like, this is a really hard position. I could just give up and then it'll be easier. Well, that's not how you win matches. That's not what you should do in life. That's not what you should be doing. And so we just in the practice room when you're and then you get to test it when you're out of the match of just like, hey, let's, you know, you can do this. You are a lot more confident than you think. You are tough. Get in there, you know, and the kids learn a lot from it.